economic indicators that make you go, hmm. Mixed news from jobs and retail.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, when we take a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its trading day. The number of people filing jobless claims dropped last week to its lowest level since May. More on that in a minute. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 70 points, 0.7 of a percent to 10,089. The NASDAQ up 12 points, 0.5 to 2,172. The S&P 500 up 7 points, 0.7 of a percent to 1,067. Markets are liking job news out this morning. About 454,000 people lost their jobs last week and filed for unemployment benefits. That's better than was expected. But not everyone's impressed, among them Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. She joins us live, as she does most Thursdays. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane, jobless claims are down to their lowest level since May, but you are not happy.
No, actually, there's a couple of factors that are a problem. One is the announcement effect of the discontinuation of unemployment insurance forced many people to stop applying for unemployment claims. So many of the reapplications dropped out of the mix, and that means they're not getting checked today. As of July 1st, some 1.3 million people no longer received unemployment insurance checks. We also saw unseasonally adjusted, the number deteriorate quite dramatically. We're getting a little bit of a help out there from the fact that the automakers are running their plants right now, which they don't usually do in July. And this is a really noisy month when it comes to seasonally adjusting the data.
Also, Diane, some retail news out this morning. Stores say sales are looking surprisingly good for June. Apparently, that's partly due to the summer heat waves. People were looking for air conditioning. And it's looking like June might be the 10th month in a row that we have seen retail sales go up. But from what I understand, you are not impressed by this either.
Well, you know, the good news is we're spending. The bad news is we're spending still with heavy discounts. A lot of discounts during the Memorial Day weekend and following that led to those June sales. We also saw much warmer weather help the June sales. But on the flip side of it, big ticket spending, like spending on vehicles and homes, plummeted during the month of June as many consumers found they just couldn't get the credit to finance those kind of big ticket spending. So we saw a real trade-off. We're spending on the little things we need to replace, but not buying those big ticket items.
Diane Swonk in Chicago. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com.
The International Monetary Fund raised its global growth forecast for this year to 4.6%, the highest it's been since 2007, but predicted a slowdown next year as governments cut stimulus. It has been a long and dramatic buildup, but tonight NBA star LeBron James will take part in an hour-long TV special and finally announce whether he's staying with the Cleveland Cavaliers or moving on. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
How do you fill an hour-long special with information that only takes a few seconds to say? Maybe bring all the team owners on stage at the same time, Survivor style.
The 9 votes inside this urn are about to make one of you a millionaire. But you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer.
As long as the good stuff is saved till the end, Neil Pilson says it doesn't matter how the special is produced. He's a sports media consultant and the former president of CBS Sports.
You want to fill the hour, perhaps with shots of LeBron playing as a 4-year-old and then as a 5-year-old and then as a 10-year-old and maybe a little travelogue of his hometown. Obviously, I'm being facetious here, but you have to fill the hour.
And Pilson says ESPN wouldn't be doing it if viewers didn't want it.
I'll almost guarantee you it's going to get a very large rating.
And it can't hurt that two of the teams courting LeBron, the New Jersey Nets and the New York Knicks, are in the nation's largest media market. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
President Obama visits an electrical vehicle plant in Kansas City today. Smith Electric Vehicles got $32 million in stimulus money to build zero-emission trucks. As Laura Ziegler reports, it's got some good news for the president.
Smith Electric Vehicles is one of the few manufacturers selling electric trucks to corporations. Among its clientele, Staples Office Supplies, Coca-Cola, and Frito-Lay.
But we see a strategy to get the cost competitive with traditional combustion engines.
Mike O'Connell is director of fleets for North America for Frito-Lay. Electric vehicles are still limited to a 100-mile range, but O'Connell says that's not a problem for his company.
We have engineered routes. A lot of our routes go less than 100 miles a day, so we kind of know how many miles we're going to go, how long we're going to be out there, and then when they get back to the distribution center, we have charging points. So very consistent, works well in our delivery system.
The technology is still new. Aside from their cost, batteries can emit hazardous chemicals and require electric grids most cities don't yet have. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill visited Smith Electric this spring. She was there to announce a $22 million Department of Energy grant for research and development.
We don't have to do something different to get what we're
used to. We don't have to adjust.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
Senator McCaskill envisions a much wider use of electrified trucks.
It's a natural for things like the post office. This is exactly the kind of vehicle the post office needs for mail delivery. In the military, there are many delivery needs on various bases in the United States for delivery vehicles.
Executives at Smith Electric hope to up production from 2 trucks a week to 25 and double their workforce by the end of this year. In Kansas City, I'm Laura Ziegler for Marketplace.
And finally, if you've been trying to cut back your spending, you are in excellent company. Queen Elizabeth is reining in the royal budget. Palace repairs are being delayed, servants' salaries are being frozen, and the Queen might cut back her staff, which includes a royal piper and a royal swan counter. But you can't lose the royal swan counter. Who would count the swans? In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.